I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello again. Welcome to Rediscovering Gandhi. As you know, here at Mint, we're doing a 5-episode series to mark the 150th birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. These podcasts complement the special stories that you can read on livemint.com. I'm Shalini Umachandran. And my colleague Pooja Singh is here with me today. She's National Features Editor at Mint. And we'll be chatting about how Gandhi used clothing to make a political statement and as a tool for communication.
Thanks for having me here, Shalini. So when I think of Gandhi in clothes, the first thing that comes to my mind is khadi.
I think that's what comes to mind for most people. Khadi meant many things to Gandhi. It meant Swadeshi, it meant economic freedom, equality, self-sufficiency. But before he switched to the khadi shawl and dhoti that we're all so familiar with, he'd experimented with many forms or styles of clothing.
Oh, really? I didn't think he'd care too much about appearances.
Well, he didn't, and he also did. So, as a student in London, he was quite careful about the way he dressed. He had a top hat, he had this fancy tailor. He spent loads of time in front of the mirror every morning. He got his brother to send him a gold double watch chain, quite expensive in those days. He did as much as he could to be this perfect English gentleman. Later on in South Africa as a lawyer, he first wore a frock coat and a turban like other lawyers of the time. After he started his work as a community organizer and worked with indentured labourers, he wore the clothes that Tamil labourers did. So he simplified his life to reflect the lives of those he worked with. When he returned to India in 1915, he went back to the usual clothes of a Gujarati of his class.
So when exactly did he adopt khadi? And was it all Swadeshi?
You want an exact date and time and all that?
Well, if it's there.
Actually, we do have an exact date. September 22nd, 1921. Gandhi says in his autobiography that he'd been thinking about it for a long time. And finally, during a trip to Madurai, he decided to give up the elaborate Gujarati style of dressing and wear just the shawl and the dhoti. Again, this links back to our first episode when we talked about how trains were the backdrop to every important decision of his life. Gandhi was on a train from Madras, now Chennai of course, to Madurai. He saw a lot of people were wearing clothes made from foreign cloth. He chatted with people on the train who told him that khadi was very expensive and why they chose foreign cloth instead. This got him thinking about self-sufficiency and poverty. So the author Aishwarya Kumar, who's written this really interesting book on Gandhi and Ambedkar, it's called Radical Equality, he puts it much better. I'm paraphrasing here, but what he told me during a chat was that Gandhi gave up clothing because he realized you needed to position poverty in a different light. Gandhi understood the nature of poverty and the caste system in India really well. It wasn't just about giving up clothes. Once he did that, those who were poor were no longer ashamed to be in the same public space as anyone else.
So basically clothes to make a statement. I was recently reading Swami and Friends again, and I came across the mention of Gandhi cap. And it got me thinking about the cap that he made while he was in the prison in South Africa. What is the story behind it?
Okay, yes. So he went to prison for the first time in South Africa in 1908. That was because he refused to carry a pass, which Indians had to. So in prison, he had to stitch caps for the prisoners. And this is essentially what we see as the Gandhi cap now. When he left jail, he kept wearing it. And it became a symbol of what he and the other satyagrahis endured. So concern over clothes was not just vanity for Gandhi, but also an instrument of political strategy. And of course, those caps were later made of khadi.
Absolutely. Khadi has always been about self-reliance, Swadeshi and keeping village industries alive. They're even seen on runways across the world.
Exactly. And that's another take on what started out as a fabric of resistance. That's all we have time for this week. Do join us next week when we talk about how Gandhi managed money. Thanks for listening.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.